Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome Brian Ross to Robin Hood Radio's Breakfast Club. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Glad to be back for breakfast.
Well, I'll tell you, 1-2-3 punch from the Supreme Court. What a way to go out.
Oh, boy. Between 10 and 10:30 yesterday, they were just rolling out those decisions. First, a total repudiation of President Trump's argument that he had immunity from any kind of investigation by either the district attorney in Manhattan or the House of Representatives. And then this astounding decision having to do with the Creek tribe in Oklahoma, essentially reimposing their treaty that was formed in 1880 or so that gave them a reservation land.
And that reservation land includes just about, folks, if in case you don't realize, just about half of Oklahoma and even portions of Tulsa.
A good chunk of Tulsa. And essentially it says that the original treaty said that for major crimes, they would be handled either by the federal government or by the tribe itself, not the state government. So an inmate who was convicted of murder, actually, appealed to the Tenth Circuit, and they found that the treaty, in fact, said only the federal government or the tribes could prosecute him. And one of the people who brought the cases actually faced the death penalty, so that will no longer be the case. Now, the tribes in Oklahoma are going to work out a solution to this. It's not quite as draconian as we might expect. But what it really does is go back, and it's sort of the first victory for Native Americans in years in the court. And it was Judge Neil Gorsuch, who was on that Tenth Circuit originally, and understood the promise made and promises broken by the U.S. government to these tribes, essentially saying the government has to stand by its word.
You know, what this might do also is lay the groundwork for other tribes along the country, throughout
Absolutely.
The country.
They're all going to consider this. Going back to look at their treaties to see what were the original words, and in a court like this, with Gorsuch surprising everyone with a number of decisions, he said the government's word is the government's word, and they have to live by it.
So folks sitting here in Connecticut have a lot to think about too, because not only do we have the two tribes that are that have the casinos, but there's another tribe in Kent which has been fighting to get back its recognition, which was stripped away, and this could have ramifications throughout the United States. All the decisions were big yesterday, but this was a real big one.
It was a surprise, but let's not forget the shameful treatment by the U.S. government of these various Native Americans who are moved around. Promises were made to them. Promises were broken on a regular basis. This essentially restores some of their dignity and goes back to the integrity of the original treaty, which was never changed.
All right. Now, on the other two decisions, for people that actually thought they were going to see Donald Trump's tax returns right away, you folks were disappointed. But if you really thought about this, you'd have to realize that what the Supreme Court did yesterday was clear the pathwork for maybe, especially in New York with Cyrus Vance, they'll get the tax figures. But of course, that'll be kept under wraps as long as before that becomes prosecutable, where they actually go into court. That's when you'll find out about it. But it does leave the door open for the Senate and the House to do it what I would call the proper way, because it appears they didn't really do it. They were much too broad in their search.
Well, that was the argument. The big picture is that the president's argument that he could not be investigated by the district attorney or by the House of Representatives, it was rejected. And it wasn't a close vote. It was 7-2. And all the justices seemed to reject the Trump argument. So now it's down to the details. I guess you could say it was a Trump victory in that if he's trying to run out the clock and keep this from becoming public before the election, perhaps he might succeed. But the fact is that sooner or later, the tax documents are going to end up in the hands of the district attorney in New York. And he is looking at whether Trump lied to banks, whether the money was paid to those two women with whom he allegedly had an affair was booked as a business expense, in which case it might be business fraud. So there are a lot of avenues there, and Cyrus Vance said, we're going to begin our investigation immediately. And that could take place, and that could happen before the election as well.
It was an interesting, it's always interesting to wrap up on the last day of the Supreme Court when they come out with decisions. But those were three real big decisions. But once I said, most people and most news networks aren't really talking about the other one, which I think has ramifications throughout the country, which is unbelievable. With what you said going on in Oklahoma, I mean, there'll be other Indian tribes now absolutely looking word for word at their treaties with the United States.
Right. And again, you know, if we look at it from a historical perspective, the shameful treatment of the tribes, the Trail of Tears, how they were lied to and cheated, this is a beginning to sort of make good on that, to atone for that. And hats off to Justice Gorsuch. He knew this argument. He knew this subject very, very well from his service in that appeals court out in Denver. So when the time came, he wrote the decision, and obviously the justices looked to him. And it's a very strict understanding of the original language, but he says that was the government's word, and we have to live by it.
Yeah, he surprised me on a couple of occasions over the past couple of months.
Yeah.
I mean, Roberts doesn't surprise me anymore. He wants his main mission is to keep the court non-political.
Right.
And so what he does doesn't surprise me, because I think he's being a decent Supreme Court justice by trying to keep politics out of the court.
Right. And for instance, he apparently strongly disagrees with the underlying abortion decision, but he struck down, sided with the group that struck down the Louisiana law. So that he had an option there to go the other way. And he, more important to him, was to observe the precedent set by the early decision that the Supreme Court made about a Texas law. And I think the one thing you can look at in terms of people keeping track of did Trump win or lose, look at his angry reaction. He went on a tweet storm yesterday after the court ruling, with two justices who he appointed essentially voting against him.
Yeah, that I when it came out, I said to myself, I would hate to be his wife. I would hate to be any of the aides that have to deal with him today.
Oh,
because
in general, but this yesterday was a bad day, white hot fury. His lawyers tried to put the best face on it, saying, well, you know, they blocked the turnover immediately, which is true. They're not getting the documents immediately. But these decisions clear the way and essentially reestablish the position that nobody is above the law, including the president of the United States.
Well, there's been similar decisions like that, not as big, that really with all the presidents. The court,
yep,
I think, has always sided on the fact that, no, the law is the law, and it applies to everybody.
Absolutely, and you know, there certainly are restrictions, and it's a policy of the Department of Justice that you don't bring charges against the sitting president, but doesn't mean you can't investigate him. And I think one thing to remember here is that, you know, the Cyrus Vance investigation, that is a local or a state crime. There's no presidential pardon to be had for that. And I think what it really suggests is that, win or lose, the president of the United States is going to be under a serious fraud and tax fraud investigation in New York in the next 2 years. And if he stays in office, we'll see what happens. If he leaves office, I think he'll face criminal prosecution. His former lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified that Trump regularly inflated the value of his holdings to get bank loans, which is bank fraud.
It's going to be an interesting more couple of years. 2020 still hasn't stopped surprising us and punching us in the gut.
Okay. Indeed.
All right, Brian, hey, have a good talk tonight with the Hotchkiss Library.
I'm looking forward to 7 o'clock. We've got Jerry Mitchell, and fascinating, and people at Log On. We, you know, we've got a big donor who put up the money to make this free for everybody. And so it's an opportunity that you don't often get to ask, you know, any question you want of a really top-flight author, Jerry Mitchell, in his book Race Against Time. It's fascinating, and it gives us an insight into the injustices that took place over the years in the South in terms of crimes against civil rights workers and black churches by Klansmen for whom justice was denied for a long time and then finally achieved in good part because of the work of Jerry Mitchell.
All right, and we are recording this and doing it live on Friday, and it is tonight. And if you need more information on how you can log in, just go to HotchkissLibrary.org, and all the information will be there. And, Brian, we'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. Real news with Brian Ross here on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, as well on the web.